Well, a woman named Rosa just returned home from Sunday evening service when she was startled by a burglar. With great biblical authority, she yelled, "Stop!" Acts 2:38, which if you look in Scripture is, "Turn from your sin." Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 38. Well, the thief stopped dead in his tracks. Then the woman calmly called the police and explained what she had done. As the police officer came and arrested the man, he asked the burglar, "Why did you stop your robbery? All the old lady did was yell a Bible verse at you." "Bible verse," replied the crook. "She said she had an axe and 2 38ths. As you know, the Bible says that Jesus will come like a thief in the night when he comes to take us with him at his second coming. We talked about that last week. But today the church also reminds us in the readings that we must be prepared for the coming of Christ. And in today's reading we have the preaching of John the Baptist to prepare us for the coming of Christ. If you take a look at your missalette, I want to go through some of those names that we read today in Luke chapter 3. It's very interesting to look historically to show how John the Baptist came at this time in history to prepare the way for the Lord. St. Luke tells us, again, St. Luke was a Gentile convert writing to Gentile converts. So he wants to place the birth of Christ and the preaching of John the Baptist and the salvific work of Jesus in the historical context. And he says it occurred in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar. Now, Tiberius Caesar was the second emperor. He was after Augustus Caesar. Now, the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar would put us about the year 28 or 29 A.D. And it all perfectly fits together with what we know about history and the Bible. So this is very accurate history when it comes to the exact dates. So Luke tells us that when John the Baptist began preaching, it was about the year 28 or 29 A.D. He tells us that Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea. That's taking care of the south of the Holy Land, around Jerusalem, in that area. Then he says Herod was the tetrarch of Galilee. Now this was not King Herod. King Herod was the one who had died in 4 BC. He was the one who helped to rebuild the temple and helped to build Masada down by the Dead Sea. King Herod was the one that tried to kill the Christ child as an infant. Well, this Herod of Galilee was his son. And after Herod's death, the whole land was divided up into four parts, these tetrarchs. The tetrarch would govern one of these four areas. So his son, also called Herod, was the tetrarch of Galilee. He would be the one that would order the beheading of John the Baptist, this Herod Antipas, which was the son of Herod the Great. And the other brothers were Philip and Lysanias. They were the other two brothers, so each of them had a section, and then Pontius Pilate had his territory. So those were the four sort of governors of these four regions. But then Luke tells us something interesting. Not only were these the political leaders of the time, but then he talks about the religious leaders for the Jewish people, Annas and Caiaphas. He calls them the high priest that year. Now what's interesting to note was that Annas was the previous high priest. He had reigned as high priest from 7 to 14 A.D., so about 15 years before all this was happening. But he was still the power behind the priesthood in Jerusalem at the time. Caiaphas was the high priest. Annas was his father-in-law. Remember when Jesus was arrested, first he was taken to Annas, even though he was not in charge, but he was the power behind the priesthood. And then he was taken to Caiaphas. And then Christ, of course, was condemned to death. So St. Luke tells us all of these interesting historical facts to remind us, I think, first of all, that our faith is not a myth. Our faith is real. It's historical. Jesus Christ is a historical figure. John the Baptist is a historical figure born at a particular time in a political situation in the Holy Land when you had Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, Philip, and Herod were running the show. According to Scripture, this was the fullness of time. As the Bible says in Galatians, in the fullness of time, God sent His Son, born of a woman, to make us children of God. So our faith is not a myth. Our faith is real history, that Jesus Christ came into our world at a particular moment in history, and that John the Baptist was His forerunner, His precursor, to prepare the way for Christ. So it says when all these things were happening, it was then that the Holy Spirit raised up John the Baptist in the desert. And John began to preach. And he began to preach something that's very important for us during Advent. And that is repentance of our sins and the forgiveness of our sins. And then he cried out in a loud voice, "Prepare the way for the Lord." See, in those days, before a king would visit a town or a village or a city, he would send out his heralds, his messengers, and even construction crews to make the roads ready for the coming of the king. And they would fill up the potholes, they would get rid of the stones and the boulders on the road, they would make these crooked ways straight, they would even tear down small hills, fill in the little valleys. That's what they would do to welcome an earthly king. Well, John the Baptist says, here we have a heavenly king. Christ is coming into this world. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight His paths. Fill in the valleys. Tear down the mountains. Make the winding roads straight. The rough way smooth. Because you will see the salvation of your God. So John the Baptist was this messenger. He was this herald to prepare us for the coming of Christ. Now, how do we accept this message today? Well, what are those rocks, what are those boulders that are in our hearts that hinder Christ from coming to us? Well, those, of course, are our sins. And we do what John the Baptist says. We repent of our sins. We confess our sins. So we want to make the road smooth so Christ can come to us again at Christmas. So we want to get rid of the stones, the rocks, the boulders in our life that are hindering receiving Christ with joy. So the best way to do this, of course, is to go to confession, to get rid of those burdens of sin, to get rid of our sins, those rocks, those boulders that can keep Christ from coming into our heart at Christmas. We'll be having extra confession times before Christmas. In fact, the Saturday before Christmas on the 19th, after 9 o'clock Mass, we'll have about 5 priests here to hear confessions for a couple hours. We call that last chance confessions before Christmas. So take advantage of that opportunity to get rid of those boulders, those rocks of sin that are on the road, that are stopping Christ from coming into our life. But what are those potholes? What are those valleys that we need to have filled? Well, perhaps those would be what we call sins of omission. Those are things that perhaps we should be doing, but we're not doing. Maybe some of these holes, these potholes, these valleys, might be our lack of prayer that we need to change. Maybe it's our lack of reading Scripture. We need to change that. Our lack of praying the rosary or coming to Eucharistic adoration. Or lack of helping the poor, being generous to those in need. What are those valleys, those potholes that are hindering Christ from coming into our life at Christmas? So if we're wise, we'll follow the advice of John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord, to make the road of our heart smooth and straight, so that Christ can come into our life, so we can get rid of those things, those rocks, those boulders, fill in the holes, the valleys, so that we can truly welcome Christ when He comes to us at Christmas. God bless you.